You're listening to The Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I should turn on the correct microphone.
Is my mic on? Oh, hey, my mic's on now. I'm Sarah Golseth.
Good morning, Sarah Golseth.
Good morning, Andy Bates.
What a way to start a new program.
Yay.
Turn on the correct mic.
Hey, you know.
Got to remember which studio I'm in.
Right.
The Coffee Hour brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Main campus located in Mequon, Wisconsin. A small campus here in St. Louis with some great things. And I know that they do education, higher education around the world. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for partnering with us at Worldwide KFUO. So we can bring the good news of Jesus to you anywhere, anytime. Lots of great things going on at KFUO these days. Starting the coffee hour today.
Yeah.
Other new stuff in the works.
Yeah.
That you've been working diligently on, Sarah.
For months and months and months. Yeah, we're rolling out a new website soon.
It is so exciting to roll out a new website. It's also a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
I just feel exhausted from all the work you're doing.
It's going to be pretty fantastic, though.
What are you excited about with the new website?
The most exciting thing for me, and hopefully for our listeners, is that you can listen live on any page on our website. So on our current website, you have to go to the Listen Live page. And if you navigate away from that page, you can't listen anymore. But you can click the Listen Live button on the bottom of the screen, and you can navigate anywhere, and it'll keep playing.
I am so excited about that, too. I know. Because in the past, if you had the live stream on, if you went to the Listen Now page and you had the live stream on, and then you're like, hey, I want to see what else is going on.
Right.
You know, on a specific program, or you wanted to
learn more about hosts.
Right. Yeah. That sort of thing. Yeah. When you would click on a different item, it would take you to that page and it would shut off the live stream.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Kind of sad.
So, yes, the live stream, you will be able to continue listening to that.
Yeah.
While you click around on the page and learn more, including updated biographies.
They are really
new
fun.
New bios for all the staff.
I think the other really, really...
We were all reading our bios and laughing.
Oh, man. It was so fun to write those. You will learn things that you never even expected to learn about us. And it's
learn something about all of the staff.
I know.
And what's amazing is it's truth. It's not fictitious. It's not fake news.
None of this is fake. It's all real. Yeah.
It's not fake news.
No.
It's the real stuff. But you took some creative information. took information and creatively wove it together into some fun biographies. I know that to you, the listener, I think you'll find it interesting and enjoyable.
The other thing is that the website is responsive now as well. So on the new site.
So when I say I'm feeling down, it says it's okay.
Not quite.
I'm millennial talking to a non-millennial.
Yeah, not quite. So when you look at the website on any screen size, the information will reshape itself and reformat itself so that it actually looks proper on any screen size. Yeah, from your laptop or your desktop to your phone or your tablet, everything is there, and you can listen live on your mobile device too.
Nothing worse than an improper screen size.
I know, it's terrible.
So what you're saying is when I look at the website on my computer, it'll look correct.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to the same website from my phone or from an iPad or a tablet or something like that, it'll still make sense.
Yep.
I won't have to zoom in and out to read microscopic
text. No zooming. No more zooming. Yeah. Same information. Little different menu structure, but...
But you still get all the same good content.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Coffee Hour. We have a number of things coming up on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah.
Today, we get to talk with the... Peter Slayton.
Get
to talk with Peter Slayton. He is the manager for social media for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Also wrote a great article in this month's Lutheran Witness on loving your internet neighbor.
Yes.
Talk something, about what that means. What?
Something we all probably need some help on.
Who is your neighbor?
If we're being honest.
Speaking of articles in the Lutheran Witness, I'm thumbing through the Lutheran Witness, and I see an article by someone I recognize as I'm looking through it. this month, the January issue of the Lutheran Witness. Very colorful cover, by the way.
The whole thing is colorful.
It is.
It really makes me happy. I love colorful things.
There's an article in this month's Lutheran Witness on podcasting.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Podcasting, The Next Frontier by Sarah Gulseth.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that.
I should read that. Maybe I'll learn something. No, that's fantastic. Thank you for writing that. For our listeners who maybe feel adventurous and want to venture into the realm of podcasting, to share something either about their life or to share the gospel. Some pastors I know already have ventured into this this realm of podcasting to share the good news of Jesus in some way, something to share with people, whether it's on a daily basis or a weekly basis or just whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would like to hear about their podcast. If you are a podcaster, send us a link to your podcast. If you have a Lutheran podcast, a podcast that comes from a Lutheran worldview, send us a link to your podcast. That would be really fun.
That would be fun.
Send it to, let's see, what should I have them send it to? Production.
There you go.
Production at kfuo.org. Had to figure out which email is the correct one. Production at kfuo.org. Send us a sample of your podcast. Love to hear about it. And check out Sarah's article in the Lutheran Witness Podcasting, The Next Frontier. What else are we going to talk about this week? Well, in the coming days, in the coming month, I'll be visiting the LCMS Youth Ministry Symposium later this month.
Yeah.
So we'll get some inside scoop on that. The symposium, this is something they do, I believe, every year or every other year, digging into a topic for those who serve in either youth ministry or in the church in ministry to help us understand how we can best serve youth. And this particular symposium is focusing on young adults and some research, a study that they've done over the last couple of years, looking at young adults who have drifted away, who have left the church, and particularly, I think, some millennials, and where they...
There's a lot of research on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why they left the church, and those who have remained, they have remained in the church. So looking forward to going to the symposia, hearing the speakers on that, a lot of great people who are speaking that, including... Oh no! I should have put this in notes in front of me. Never mind.
We'll come back to that. I can put it in the program notes.
Professor Concordia University Irvine, DCE professor there, and I am drawing a blank.
I'm gonna be no help.
I didn't
there.
Have my coffee. You have your coffee.
I have my coffee. Yeah. we're going to talk about the March for Life next week too.
That's right. Next Friday,
a week from today,
the March for Life. Going to check in with LCMS folks who are on. On the scene at the March for Life.
Yeah, we'll have Reverend Michael Salamanc.
Oh, you're like me. You just award
honorary doctorate.
Honorary doctorates all over the place.
I do honorary deaconesses too, apparently. Oops.
Yes, Pastor Salamanc from Lutherans for Life, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, will be there reporting from the March for Life.
Yeah.
I believe Katie Schurman is going to be reporting from the March for Life and a number of other people that names you'll recognize reporting from the March for Life. Christian Salamanc, Pastor Salamanc's son, a student at Lutheran High School North here in St. Louis. He'll be reporting from the March for Life as well. It'll be nice to get a student perspective again this year. We've tried to connect with students in the past and get their perspective as they're at the March for Life.
Yeah.
And hopefully no one will be on a train underground as we're trying to talk with them as in years past, trying to get to the March for Life.
Yeah.
District conventions. We'll be heading out to some district conventions this year. Stay tuned to find out if we're coming to your district convention.
You might see us.
You might see us. We might have some fun KFUO stuff to share with you. KFUO swag.
Yeah. It would be fun.
We have nifty KFUO
like bags.
Tote bags.
They are huge and they are awesome for grocery shopping.
Yes, because you can fit a lot of groceries in one
bag. My parents and my in-laws always ask me for more when I go visit them. They're like, did you bring me a bag?
Did you bring me a KFUO bag? Yes.
I love them.
The highly coveted KFUO shopping bag.
Exactly.
Missionary stories. We have some great missionary stories to share already. Some that have visited recently that we had a chance to sit down with in studio. Pastor Charles Ferry, serving in Southeast Asia. He served as a pastor in Indonesia for about 4 years now, and now regional director, I believe, for Office of International Mission in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
He had a fun story about coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Share with us. I'll save that one for...
It's really great. Really, really great. Yeah. I love those missionary stories. Those are some of my favorite people to talk to because they have all these different perspectives on the world.
Right.
And it's outside of our little Lutheran bubble here in the States.
Well, you were away on Christmas holidaying while you were out holidaying with family and friends.
Yeah.
I stayed here and worked. No, I'm just kidding. I took holiday time too as well. But I had a chance to sit down with the Hoshes who are home. They were home on Reconnect. They are serving the Lord in Peru. So I had a chance to talk with them and hear about the Lord's service and their family growing. You know, their family, their two kids learning and beating them at language skills. And language acquisition in Peru.
The kids always do that. Kids learn faster.
Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Peter Slayton, manager LCMS social media. How to love loving your internet neighbor? I could use some help because someone is, as he quotes here, someone is wrong on the internet. I must correct them.
Yeah, it's my daily life there.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
More Coffee Hour coming up with Peter Slayton.